Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Once again, this is Dr. Barton with the Truth in Medical Healing. Sorry for a late start today, folks. There's too much going on as far as we trying to control the pandemic that's international, and it has to do a lot with prescription medication. So we're going to go as quickly as we can and give you a heads up on what it is. So let me just tell you a little bit about my favorite topic first, me. Well, that's my favorite topic. I have spent years and years and years to be able to do what I'm doing today. I have three graduate degrees, pharmacy, chiropractic, and medicine. And I'm also a veteran of the United States Air Force, which I'm proud to say. And I'm older than all of you. How can I say that? Because I know that I'm older than all of you. Because anyone who's old as I am, they don't even have the incentive to try to get healthy, stay healthy. I want to live forever. I love life. I might have the answer. I've been working on it for a long time. Anyhow, so listen to this. The human body is 80. Did I leave anything out? I want to say hello to my daughters, Lisa, Missy, and Jenny. And they live in three different states, and you think it's easy to keep up with them? It ain't. Anyhow, moving right along, the human body, there's 85% of water. We are 85% water. The cells in the body are bathed in what's called interstitial fluid, which is really water. So the problem with water is that all water is contaminated, even in the reservoirs, because of the fracking that's going on from the petroleum industry. Fracking is breaking through the Earth's crust to be able to find more petroleum or oil deposits, which is all in the name of money. I want more money too. We always need more money. But I don't want to make my money at someone else's expense. So by them breaking through the Earth's crust and so forth, it all leaks into the reservoirs and all over. And then give you a quick idea about that is that's what, when the water, when all of these toxins get into the water, it gets degrees of benzene, arsenic, and also what's called 2-butoxanthate. Xanthanol. And a mother, to give you a quick idea, a mother in Pennsylvania developed a rare tumor of the adrenal gland after drinking water contaminated with the common fracking chemical 2-butoxanthanol near a fracking operation in Colorado. However, the largest tomato farm, I'm not sure if it's the largest, but it's one of the largest tomato farms. It's in Pennsylvania. It takes over acres and acres and acres of just growing tomatoes, which are called heirloom tomatoes. And the whole crop, I'm not sure if it was 2 or 3 years ago, the entire crop, millions and millions and millions of dollars down the drain. One other thing you need to know if you really want to be healthy. Water treatment, the plants that you see around, and they grow trees around them and the buildings and so forth and so on. It looks nice. Water treatment is taking used water and recycling it. Well, I don't want to drink that. The type of water I drink, let me tell you what it is. It's called Kangen water, K-A-N-G-E-N. It's a Japanese word. It means, I forgot what it means. it means, let's see, Kangen. Health, whatever it means, I forgot. I'm not perfect. I forget things too. Anyhow, let me tell you a couple of things. See, prescription medication, I don't take any prescription. I'm a pharmacist also. I think I told you that I have a degree in pharmacy and also in medicine. So, and I grew up in my daddy's old-time drugstore, and I learned an awful lot, metric system and all of this stuff. measurements and everything when I was like 9 or 10 years old. And one of my father's brothers, my Uncle Irving, and my Aunt Judith, they were both physicians up OBSGYN, about a half mile away from my dad's store. So I wanted to learn as much as I could about this, that, and the other thing. I used to go to my uncle, and he'd say, "What are you here for?" I said, "I want to learn more about medicine before I get to school, so I'm way ahead of everybody." So with that, he handed me a broom and said, "Sweep the way to your room." Anyhow, they were great people. Lucky me. So moving right along, prescription medication, there's prescription medication is responsible for the third cause of death in America. Prescriptions, because it has to match metabolism, which is relatively new. And I'm very, very heavily involved in that movement about matching. But prescriptions must be matched to a person's metabolism. There's four types of metabolism: poor, rapid, ultra rapid, and normal. If it's a poor metabolism, that doesn't mean there's anything wrong with you. That's just the type of metabolism. And what is metabolism? It's the function of all the glands and organs and everything else within the body, the enzymes and so forth and so on. That's what metabolism is. Okay? So the thing is that, and there are all kinds of, there are, like, for instance, I don't take any prescription medication because I don't need any. As I said, I'm older than everybody. Everybody who's listening to this show, because whoever listens to this show are looking for to live longer, healthier, and so forth and so on. Am I right, Carla? If you're not listening to this show, I'm going to be very, 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 very something. So anyhow, moving right along, there was a prescription, I'm trying to remember the name of it, that was on the market for, for years, 10 years, internationally for cholesterol. I just can't remember the name. But at any rate, there was to speed up the story, because we got a late start to today's program. So let's not spend time on that. Let me tell you the most important thing. So the different prescriptions that were on the market and still on the market, and not like osteoporosis. Yeah, let me tell you about that. I don't read from a script, folks. I'm just looking out the window right now. And osteoporosis, you know, weakening of the bones, there's more fractures than ever before across the world. Let's talk about America right now. The more people breaking their ankles, their legs, their hips, so forth and so on. Because many people are taking a drug for a prescription drug. What happened to my memory today? Anyhow, they're taking this prescription drug, and what it does is that in order to get the let me back up a little bit. The dark colored sodas, you want to stay away from Pepsi, Coke, Dr. Brown, all the sodas that are dark colored. They get the dark color. The manufacturers add what's called phosphoric acid. Phosphoric acid robs the bones of minerals. So people are buying all these prescription drugs, maybe 5 million of the prescriptions a day, because the population is so huge, because they're also getting fractures and so forth and so on. So that's one thing. However, there's a lot of good things, many, many good things about pharmaceuticals, the pharmaceutical companies, so forth and so on. We'll talk about the vaccine right now. We're not going to talk about it. But anyhow, back in the year 1922, whoever had diabetes was put into a ward in the hospital and basically left to die because they were going to die. 1922, then a pharmaceutical firm named Eli Lilly, which is still one of the huge, largest, maybe the largest pharmaceutical firm in the world. I'm not sure. Used to be. Anyhow, so Eli Lilly, synthetic insulin. Diabetics don't have enough insulin, right? So they developed a synthetic insulin, and from that moment on, 1922, people with diabetes could live out their lifetime. Not as healthy as me, let's say. I don't have diabetes. I don't have high blood pressure. I don't have any of that stuff, okay? But I'm just saying that live out their life. They have to get their prescriptions all the time, and it has other effects. But at the same token, at least they were able to live. Like in 1946, Alexander Fleming discovered the first antibiotic, penicillin. Without penicillin, where would we be, right? So moving right along, let me tell you that in the human body is something called the acid-base balance. And I remember learning that in high school science class. And so the word base is synonymous with alkaline. So the water that I drink, that I've been drinking for the last 23 years, I think, or 18 years, helps maintain the acid-alkaline balance in the body. And if that's maintained, then the immune system will function. Most people, their immune system is not functioning. And water is the basis of life. Like I said before, we're 85% water. So there are many, many health benefits to have to be able to drink water. So the thing is, I mean, drink healthy water, like what's called Kangen water. Kangen is a Japanese word I said before, and it's made by the company called Enagic. A number of years ago, I went on a medical convention to Tokyo, and it was a three-day weekend thing, and I went there purposely because I wanted to see what Tokyo looked like, because years ago when I was in the Air Force, it still wasn't rebuilt properly, and this was years and years later. I wasn't in the Second World War, okay? I mean, I'm not that old, right? So meantime, the thing is that the Kangen water is like a machine, looks like a large toaster. You put it on the kitchen counter, hook it up to the tap water, and it actually restructures the tap water into what's called pure water. It's alkaline balanced water. Alkaline antioxidant. What's an antioxidant? Slows down aging. What about me? I've been drinking this water for all these years, and I slow down my aging. I still look pretty good. I still have girls looking at me, sort of, sometimes. Maybe they're saying, look at that ugly guy over there. Oh, my God. Anyhow, so Kangen water is my only water source. I don't drink sodas and Pepsi and all that other stuff, okay? I drink juice, natural juices, you know, whatever it may be, orange juice, grapefruit juice, so forth and so on. And so, folks, before we get cut off on today's program, because we got such a late start, but if you really want to be healthy, you've also got to be, let me give you my phone, my office phone number in Fort Lauderdale. I'm going to give it out one time. And when you call, just leave your name and number. Don't ask questions because the people answering the phones don't have the answers anyhow. They're just there to take names and numbers, okay? So the number in the phone number, it's, what is the phone number? 954-772-2150. That's it. I'm not going to give it out again. But also, I'll tell you what, I'll give you my cell phone number. 863-509-9059. 863-509-9059. So the important thing about the hexagonal Kangen water, it carries a high negative oxygen reduction potential, making it potent, the strongest antioxidant, neutralizing free radicals. We don't have time to talk about free radicals, but free radicals cause aging, rapidly aging, faster, on contact. And there's a number of machines that are called ionizer machines. There's about a half a dozen, but the only one made by Enagic, E-N-A-G-I-C, is the one that you really want to use. And it's my only water source. I don't drink sodas and so forth and so on. When I was a kid growing up in my daddy's old-time drugstore, I used to drink Pepsi-Cola. Oh, my gosh. Luckily, I found out about it early enough, so I was only in my late teens when I found out about the harmful effect of the dark-colored sodas. So moving right along, folks, let's talk about a couple of other things that could be, if you really want to be healthy, what you need to do is restart your life. Longevity is increasing. People are living longer, sicker. Drink smarter. Make a difference. How to regain your health. And I told you before, I have different degrees. I'm a vet of the Air Force. And water is the basis of life. We're 85% water. The cells of the body, I told you this before. So let me just move along. And I said before, I don't read from a script, but I picked up some papers that I have laying here to see if I had left anything out. And so the thing is this, that water is also in the Bible, you know. Anybody who's the answer, how many times is water mentioned in the Bible? I'll tell you how many times. 722 times. Ezekiel says, then will I sprinkle clean water upon you. That's from Hebrews 10:22. Let us draw near with a true heart and our bodies washed with pure water. Listen, I'm not any kind of a holy roller, but I love some of those statements because it's great. And we are 85% water. So all that water that they sell, Poland water, all that, I don't have the time to tell you about it. Okay, but I don't touch any of that stuff. I don't go near it. I don't have it. I don't even shower. I shower and I have a tank that's filled up with Kangen water, which is, trying to think of the pH. Can't think of it right now. Anyhow, the Kangen, the magic machine is roughly, the one that stands on your kitchen, hooks up to tap water, is roughly $4,000. You can pay it off as little as $100 a month. Credit doesn't matter. And it's just if you really want to be healthy, folks, you need to drink Kangen water as your only water source, period. I have it in my car, in bottles, and so forth and so on. I go for chiropractic care with Dr. Allen, A-L-L-E-N, when I'm in New York, because I travel between Florida and New York. Dr. Allen's in Flushing, Queens, and he has a 5-gallon jug in his office of Kangen water. So let's, moving right along. I'm thinking about how to relax, because relaxation is also part of longevity. So to try to just relax in quiet solitude. And I don't watch too much TV. Most people watch too much TV. Every night they have dinner or they have and they sit and watch TV for the rest of the night. Well, I grew up in radio days. There was no TV. Listen to a thing called radio, like your car radio. And my brother was 5 years older than me, but we used to actually listen to these radio shows that were incredible. I mean, really, something like there were scary radio shows, there were funny ones, and so forth and so on. And as far as I'm concerned, I think TV is great. I mean, television is fantastic. We could actually see the White House being torn apart. Isn't that great? I'm sorry. I'm only being facetious. I'm not making fun. It's a terrible, terrible thing. And I just think there's too many people that are, I mean, before Donald Trump ever came along, there were thousands of radical crazies living in the mountains in Nevada and up in wherever. So you can't blame it all on President Trump. I think he did a lot of good things while he was in office with North Korea and a lot of other good things. So also the killing of that crazy general in Iran. Who wants people like that around? And he directed that, and we have to retaliate. We can't just sit by and let these crazy lunatics take over the world and take over things that we cherish and love. So, folks, with that being said, we just got a statement from the station. I don't know if you heard it or not. It said 90 seconds left. So in the 90 seconds that's left, let me say that I want to say a special prayer for my wonderful parents that are up in heaven looking down on me, and they were fantastic, gave me a wonderful life, and my daughters, my three daughters that I mentioned before. So with all that, and if you really want to be healthy, folks, there's a minute left. So to all my Latin friends back home in Miami, let me say disfrute un fin de semana, which means have a happy, healthy weekend. And remember, we broadcast every Friday, 9 a.m. Pacific time, 12 noon Eastern time, every Friday. And with that being said, adios, y'all.